Welcome back to A Passage, A Paragraph, and A Prayer. I'm your host, Pastor Nathan Biebert. Today, we're taking a look at Psalm 3, verse 7. Listen to Psalm 3, verse 7. Arise, O Lord, deliver me, my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the jaw, the teeth of the wicked you have shattered. This verse reminds us of the rod and staff David talks about in Psalm 23. Jesus' rod and staff comfort us because Jesus is not just gentle, but a champion and a warrior who uses his staff to knock those who harass his flock flat on their backs. Here, too, that imagery comes into play. The thing that David's enemies said he would not have, back in verse 2, namely deliverance, is the very thing that David is confident of, precisely because of what his Savior God has done to all of his enemies in the past. Their jaws have been busted up. Their teeth have been knocked out of their mouths. Before we go thinking that this imagery is too violent to be helpful, ask yourself, do I share David's confidence in God's deliverance? Or do I find myself getting worked up at what the news reports each day about what the enemies of the church are up to? Do I live in the confidence that my Savior God is stronger than everyone named in the news? If not, then perhaps we need to be reminded of what God does to the enemies of those who trust in him. We pray. Jesus, your name means deliverance and salvation. Help me not to treat you as an artificial deliverer or as one only on paper, but help me to put my confidence in you as a true and real deliverer who saves your oppressed people by utterly demolishing your church's enemies. Help me to trust that this is true, especially with my greatest enemies, sin, death, and the devil. Amen. A Passage, A Paragraph, and A Prayer is a podcast of Risen Savior Evangelical Lutheran Church in South Austin, Texas. If you'd like to learn more about Risen Savior's ministry, you can email me at pastor@rslutheran.net, or you can visit our website at www.risensavioraustin.net. Until next time, thanks for listening.